Call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 16.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 16.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. That was a tax correction slip. Thank you. It was a denial of homestead application due to passing away before the 15th of August. Any discussion on this? We have a motion by Byers, second by Dorn. The right side is carrying the meeting. If not, please vote. 6 in favor, and motion carries. Anything else for equalization, Patty?
No. Lloyd and I have to go to Turk on the June 1st. That was a 19 protest with 5 of them. So we'll be going to Turk on the 1st of June. So anybody wants to come, you're welcome to. Help me out.
That'd be a good trip for the new junior supervisors to go to.
Myron went once.
What trip is that?
To Turk.
When is it?
June 1st. It's a single commissioner. It's a 19 protest. I've been there before, him before, the same protester.
What's this?
So, there's 5 farms. So, but they're that far behind. So I think it's either 19 or 18. I'd have to go look.
All the same owner?
Yeah, Norm Party. Yeah, he usually brings council, so we'll see. But it's pretty cut and dried as far as Lloyd was the referee on it when we had it, so he has all his notes. So we'll just have to spend some time putting stuff together. So they can always request after that single commissioner. They started doing that because they had so many, so they do a single commissioner. And then if they're not satisfied, they can ask it to go before the full commission. But they haven't been doing that, so we'll see.
It'll go good.
I'd be interested in going.
Huh? It's, I...
Where's it?
It's at the state office building, as far as I know. It's not virtual, as far as, I'm pretty sure it's in person. Myron came and listened. I mean, basically, he just listened when I went up with those two before. There was 2 of them that time. So you can always listen to what the discussion is. But I'll give you information.
Yeah, find out when it is. And Eddie handed me this. It's a letter we all got from the city of Wymore. Looks like it went to the Wymore City Council as well as the county board. Just looking over it real quickly, I think this is just the redevelopment projects, the assessments for those, what they think the money will be for those, and then the blighting. There was a TIF program last year, and what they need to do is they send out letters and they'll let everyone know the amount of money that's allocated to TIF. And TIF is tax increment financing, so each of these communities has the ability to get some TIF money. Or it's not get TIF money, it's allocate blighted areas to allow for TIFable projects. The most recent one we've had here in Beatrice would be the Turkey Hatchery. E-Energy Adams was another TIF project. That one will probably be coming back onto the books here really soon.
E-Energy was our first one, I think. And that, as far as we know, is paid off. I talked to Andy yesterday. That's not a new one, though. That's one that's paid off, isn't it?
No.
Or are they going for a new one?
These are ones that have been in place in Wymore. I think they
It's been about 10 or 15 years on that one, yeah.
These two in Wymore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought those were the new ones. So those are being paid off then.
Mm-hmm.
So projects that are on TIF, they're on the tax roll, but that money that's generated goes towards a separate loan, so the county and schools don't receive that money. As soon as those loans are paid off through the TIF program, up to 15 years, but probably less, then that money goes into the tax roll. So it's basically a free incentive that municipalities can give.
Basically, yeah, and so like you're, like even flung our covered bridge out here was TIFed. Has to be annexed into the city, and then that money that doesn't go to the school, I think they pay the infrastructure, all the paving and the lights and all that kind of stuff goes on out there. That's a fairly new one, too, out there in the covered bridge area. So, but Adams would get then when August comes around, August 20th, when I send out valuation notices, I've got to get a letter from Andy saying it's paid off or from the TIF attorneys. But then your school will get all that value on the ethanol plant that they haven't had for 15 years.
So
they were getting the personal property side, but now they're going to get that huge, that's a huge chunk for a small school district.
That's great.
So, yeah. So that one worked out real well because some of the ethanol plants across Nebraska, I'm not sure, were as lucky as Adams was. So.
No, I don't think they were.
Yeah, so.
Anything else for equalization? All right, if not, we'll adjourn at 8:37 on the clock.